Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Monday, May 11th, 2026. We've got a packed show today, diving into some cutting-edge research and pressing industry concerns. Jane, let's jump right into it.
Absolutely, Paul. There's so much happening. Kicking things off with a fascinating piece of research, Meta and CAIST are exploring what they call neural computers. This sounds like a significant leap, doesn't it?
It really does. They're looking at a new machine form, pushing the boundaries of what computing can be. What exactly does this, quote, neural computer concept entail, Jane?
Well, it suggests integrating neural network principles much deeper into hardware architecture, potentially creating systems that learn and adapt at a fundamental level. It's about blurring the lines between software and hardware in a really profound way, which could lead to entirely new capabilities.
That's truly groundbreaking. Shifting gears to policy, we're seeing discussions around, quote, radical optionality for AI regulation. This approach suggests governments should invest in tools now for potential future crises, rather than over-regulating immediately.
Right, Paul. It's a pragmatic stance, acknowledging the fast pace of AI development. The idea is to build the institutional capacity and legal frameworks now, so they're ready to respond competently to a broad range of scenarios as AI evolves, without stifling innovation in the short term. Less than person one, greater than that makes a lot of sense, especially given the rapid global integration of AI that's sparking widespread concerns over ethics, privacy, and societal stability. We're seeing more and more discussions about what's wrong with AI, aren't we? Less than person two, greater than we are, Paul. And a big part of that conversation is the sheer energy consumption of these models. For instance, asking ChatGPT a question uses about 10 times the energy of a traditional search. This widespread integration is highlighting issues from energy use to data privacy, prompting a lot of ethical introspection. Less than person one, greater than definitely. On a more practical development note, there's a new term gaining traction, harness engineering for AI agent performance. It sounds like it's all about the scaffolding around the model, not just the model itself. Less than person two, greater than exactly, Paul. The article states, a decent model with a great harness consistently beats a great model with a bad harness. It's about optimizing everything from prompts and tools to feedback loops and sandboxes. This discipline focuses on making agents robust and reliable, which is crucial for real-world deployment. Less than person one, greater than that's a powerful statement, emphasizing the importance of implementation.
Speaking of practical applications, we're seeing Google's Gemma 4 model now supporting local execution, which is great for accessibility and privacy. Apple's also enhancing its iOS on-device AI tools with a focus on privacy and robustness. Less than person two, greater than these developments are huge for user control and data security, Paul. Running models locally means less reliance on cloud servers, which addresses both privacy concerns and the potential fragility of cloud-dependent apps. It's a move towards more resilient and private AI experiences.
Absolutely. But on the flip side, we've also got new security vulnerabilities emerging. An AI tool poisoning vulnerability has been discovered in major LLMs. That sounds like a significant threat, Jane.
It is, Paul. This vulnerability means malicious actors could potentially poison the data or tools an LLM uses, leading it to generate incorrect, biased, or even harmful outputs. It underscores the critical need for robust security measures as AI becomes more integrated into our systems.
And finally, on the economic front, top VC Elad Gil is warning AI startups have about 12 months to sell before the market shifts, and Zoho's CEO is linking rising AI infrastructure costs to tech layoffs. It seems the AI gold rush is starting to face some economic realities.
That's right, Paul. The immense capital required for AI development, particularly for infrastructure like data centers, is putting pressure on companies. These warnings suggest a potential consolidation in the market, where smaller players might struggle to compete with the giants who can absorb these costs. Less than person two, it's definitely an interesting time to be watching the AI landscape, from cutting-edge research to market dynamics. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks, Jane, for your insights. Less than person two, greater than my pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for listening to the MergeSort AI Digest. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest news and analysis. Until then, have a great day.